With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Pentagon releasing new information about Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin's hospital stay. It says he had a medical procedure December 22nd, went home a day later, but was admitted to intensive care on January 1st after suffering severe pain. Latest information comes as Republicans and Democrats expressed sharp concerns about the secrecy of Austin's hospital stay. North Korea firing artillery rounds near the tense border with the South.
The government in Seoul said its rival fired more than 90 rounds near the disputed western sea boundary. The influential sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un mocked the South's ability to detect its weapon launches. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff dismissed Kim Yo-jong's statement as a comedy-like, vulgar propaganda. North Korea's military later confirmed it carried out live firing exercises. It said the direction of its shells didn't pose any threat to South Korea. 2 days prior, North Korea launched around 200 shells along the sea boundary. South Korea also claimed that the North fired more than 60 rounds on Saturday, but its rival has denied that it did. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Also at SRNnews.com, Taiwan is now protesting balloons in its airspace from China.
Taiwan's defense ministry accuses Beijing of harassment by repeatedly sending balloons over the self-governing island, which China claims is its own. The ministry calls the balloons a threat to corridors for international passenger flights and wants an immediate end to the activity to ensure safety. In response, China's state media claims Taipei and the U.S. are overreacting to what it calls harmless weather balloons. George Williams reporting.
And this is SRN News. Now, be honest, have you made any New Year's resolutions?
According to a CBS YouGov poll, roughly 60% of Americans who are making resolutions say one of the things they want to do in 2024 is increase their engagement in religious activities of various sorts. Attending worship services and praying are the two most likely resolutions. However, the poll also reveals that people who want to go to church and pray more are mostly the folks who are already doing those things now. Only about one-third of Americans make any resolutions at all. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Preparations underway for the annual March for Life in Washington this year. The event takes place January 19th, beginning with a downtown rally, then march to Capitol Hill. The march continues even after the repeal of Roe v. Wade because organizers want to influence decisions made about abortion on the state level. This is SRN News. Wildlife officials say there's been another jaguar sighting in southern Arizona. It is the eighth different jag documented in the southwestern U.S. since 1996. The big cat was spotted in a mountainous region near Tucson in late December. Strong storms in the northeast. National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Chouinard says much of the area got rain, but some heavy snow was right behind it, falling inland.
Portions of northeast Pennsylvania, even into northern New Jersey, the Hudson Valley, and then into portions of interior Massachusetts, there were totals over a foot of snow, between 12 and 18 inches of snow across that corridor. So it was a pretty significant storm once you got away from the coast. But for the major cities, it has not been a significant snowmaker.
Major accident in Southern California involving 36 vehicles. More details at SRNnews.com.